Sunshine Coast detectives have charged three men alleged to be members of an outlaw motorcycle gang. Police allege two vehicles were following a Mercedes through Palmview at speed on September 18 before one of the vehicles allegedly rammed the Mercedes, resulting in a crash. The driver of the Mercedes was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, while the two drivers of the other vehicles, aged 30 and 27 and both from Keels Mountain, were issued with a notice to appear after allegedly returning positive drug tests. Ongoing investigations led by Sunshine Coast Gang Squad and the Criminal Investigation Branch resulted in the search warrant of a Keels Mountain property and the arrest of three men aged 27, 30 and 38. All three have been remanded in custody to appear in court in December. Thunderstorms have slammed the southeast yet again with hail so thick and fine it resembled snow just south of us at Moray Field. The Sunshine Coast missed the worst of it. Meteorologist Miriam Bradbury tells us what we can expect today.
We are still expecting some fairly persistent showers across Brisbane, the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast through this morning and early afternoon, but the risk of storms is really backing off.
A major commitment from the LNP for the Sunshine Coast ahead of the October 26 state election. Deputy Opposition Leader and Member for Kawana, Jared Blay, making the announcement in the Maroochydore CBD.
If an LNP government is elected, we will build the Sunshine Coast Heavy Passenger Rail, aka Sunshine Coast Direct Line, right the way through to Maroochydore before the 2032 Games. The Sunshine Coast community have been promised this rail line to Maroochydore for over 20 years.
Ahead of the Games, Labor has committed to build the rail line between Biwa to Caloundra. In a first for Sunshine Coast Health, one of our surgeons has completed a rib fixation operation on a trauma patient. It's after the local thoracic unit opened earlier this year to provide advanced care to local patients closer to home. The patient spent more than a month in hospital and is now at home with family.